It's Monday evening here in Sydney, Australia, which would be Sunday night for you in the United States. This is Greg. I received words from different ones of you about three different words involving giants. I guess it wasn't just applying to my ministry here, but the Super Bowl also. Speaking of giants, I went to Hillsong, their main campus, last night, involved in some of the ministry there, and the probably most well-known evangelist in Argentina and many parts of South America just happened to be stopping in there after incognito after vacationing in Australia the first time he's been there. There just to observe is very strange, seeing him there just observing, since he's a guy that fills stadiums his ministry. And so yeah, he was sitting there right behind me. I was right there in the front row, which was pretty amazing. It was about as exciting as any rock concert I've ever been to. Got pretty wild. Hillsong's definitely got a very strong music worship ministry. But I was privileged to be taken all over, actually, to different campuses yesterday. Spent the whole day with different leaders, pastors, and showing me the inside productions. And I was quite impressed with how they constantly examine every aspect of their ministry to see how they could do it a little better. Of course, they have problems and there's limitations that a music ministry that size can't do, things they can't do, the smaller ministries can. So I've seen that there's definitely a place for all sizes of ministry, just like all kinds of people. God's got different callings. Obviously, he's got a big calling for them, but it is towards the worship ministry area. And as most of you know, it's been pretty worldwide impacting. As Robert and I said right before he left, we are going to be dealing with setting free some leaders here. You prayed. God acted, and some of it was quite dramatic. There's people that were freed up. Comments like, I've never gone through a day without being angry were heard, and now they're free of that. Some health problems freed up from. So the enemy definitely lost some ground, and it just irritates me how he's constantly working to cut short ministries. But thank you for praying. These are the prayer requests for now. Pray for wisdom with context for my last 3 days so that I can leave on good footing. That's the word I got from the Lord. Number two is I spoke to our primary contacts in Argentina, Yvonne and Roxana, and who you prayed for before. She's having health problems right now again, and problems with church in the city where they are. Since they are our primary contacts, we really need to cover them. Also, pray for wisdom for the connections we've made here to know where, what we should be doing when we come back, whenever that is, which I know we will be. Number four, pray for my travels home and divine connections as they go. Five, please keep me covered as I return, since there seems to be a favorite time of the enemy, at least for me and Robert. I believe so, too, that he waits till we get home and then he attacks more than ever, so that we won't feel like doing it again. So please keep us covered. Thank you very much, team, and I hope to see you soon.